Sins of the heart, Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to this episode of Sins of the Heart, in which we will discuss regarding lying. First, let's listen to a blessing of sending salawat upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the day of Thursday approaches, Allah sends His angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite salat in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, which begins after sunset on Thursday. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa barik wa sallam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we'll discuss regarding lying. What is a lie? A lie is for a matter to be contrary to its reality. This is called a lie. For example, someone asks, did you have breakfast today? In reality, you didn't, but you just said yes. This is a lie. Does it seem really significant? Well, it's classified as a lie. Lying due to its terrible outcome and evil consequence is known as the root of all evils. As a byproduct of lying, the door of slander opens. From slander, hatred is born. From hatred, enmity is established. Peace and serenity can never be found for the one who possesses this trait. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, وَاجْتَنِبُ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and avoid false speech. Another part of the Quran, only those who do not believe in Allah's signs attribute lies and fabrications, and they themselves are liars. Sadr al-Fadir, Allama Mawlana, Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naeemuddin Muradabadi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Al-Hadi has said, lying and blaming are the jobs of dishonest people. Imam Al-Mutakallimeen Alama Imam Fakhruddin Muhammad bin Umar Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, the above mentioned blessed verse is a concrete proof on this thing, that lying is the greatest of the major sins and the worst of all the evils. Because not only that, person can dare to speak a lie and blame others who do not believe in the signs of Allah, or that person who is a non-Muslim, and the condemnation of Allah with such strict word is a severe warning from Allah. Dear viewers of Madin channels, ponder seriously how the Quran condemns the liars and lying repeatedly and referring it to valueless, meaningless of Iman. And it also damages the inner selves of liars. Lying is such a devastating epidemic which keeps hollowing, undermining and crippling Iman, as well as falling prey to this epidemic is also very unique, as each time whilst lying, the liar has the same thought, what big loss can it cause? Even though this evil brings loss in society, and the lie is recorded by Allah as a kazab and enters into hell. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam described the defects of lying in various manners. This hadith is one from amongst them. At the beginning of the aforementioned hadith, lying has declared the cause of sins. Also bear in mind that the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the habit of lying the most. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu an, that lying leads to sin and sinning leads to hell. And the person tells a lie until he is recorded as a liar. Narrated by Sufyan ibn Asid al-Hadrami, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, it is a great treachery that you should tell your brother something and have him believe you when you are lying. The Prophet ﷺ also said, falsehood leads to al-fujur, evil doing. Al-fujur, evil doing, leads to the hellfire. And a man may keep on telling lies till he is written before Allah a liar. The final message of Allah ﷺ said, the signs of a hypocrite are three. Whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. And whenever he promises, he breaks his promise. And whenever he's entrusted, he betrays, proves to be dishonest. And once a question was raised in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can a believer be a coward? A coward is a person who lacks courage, turns away from danger. An example of a coward man is a man who runs the other direction after seeing a person who needs help. This is a coward person. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, can a Muslim, can a believer be a coward? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, it was asked. Can a believer be stingy? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, can a believer be a liar? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. In other words, a believer may be coward, stingy, naturally, as these defects do not oppose faith. However, being a great liar, a persistent liar, and a habitual liar is against the signs of a believer. A great amount of emphasis has been made to ensure one does not lie because many drawbacks in both this world and the hereafter. For example, lying is the worst of great sins. Lying is one of the signs of hypocrisy. Lying is its opposite to faith. When a person lies, the angels stay a mile away from him because of the foul odor he causes. The beauty and excellence of someone who lies will continue to leave him. According to one narration, the one who lies loses the brightness and radiance of the face. Lying opens the doors to every sin, just as water irrigates the roots of trees. Lying causes the face to darken on the day of judgment. In the sight of Allah Almighty, the liar will be amongst the most disliked people. There is no goodness in lying. Due to these details, the wisdom behind emphasis found in the hadith, save yourself from lying, has become apparent. And our second part of the hadith, lying leads to sin, will be explained. Although it may seem like salvation is found in lying, for example, you got out of being in trouble. Someone asked you something and you lied to be saved. It seems like you're being saved, but in reality it is destruction. Due to this apparent nature, people will deceive others and then follow up with a lie, leading one to commit multiple major sins. To understand this point further, I'll present you a few examples. You might have heard phrases such as, it is in the Quran, it is mentioned in a hadith like this, one narration mentioned, etc. Some people provide false references to conceal their ignorance or to present themselves as knowledgeable. And then they boldly offer their own explanations whilst committing the major sin of slandering Allah and His Messenger. It results in the rejection of the statements of Allah and His Messenger, or one of the fundamental beliefs of Islam, and can be the cause of committing the biggest sin of disbelief. Nowadays, people have become so audacious in their lies to the extent that they are willing to say they are not Muslims just so they can travel abroad. They think that in our hearts, we are still Muslims. Nothing happens by saying or writing anything like this. They do all of this out of greed to gain a few luxuries of this temporary world and to fulfill worldly desires. Remember, no matter how great the need is to appear falsely a non-Muslim, i.e. falsely to lie and deceive people that you're a non-Muslim, you're lying, this is disbelief as well. The one who knows a little about medicine, or the one who works in a clinic or hospital and calls himself a doctor, or the one who knows a little about herbs and calls himself a herbalist, or using any other title in a similar way, are all considered lies. Giving bribes and committing fraud are a common way of acquiring and maintaining false degrees and qualifications. The consequence of their lies leads to damage of life and wealth. The epidemic of lying has become so widespread that ignorant and non-practicing people associate words like religious scholar, etc. to themselves, whereas in fact, it is complete and utter lie. while incorrectly using the religious title, giving self-made commentaries on the Quran and Sunnah, it results in ongoing sins such as people being non-practicing and misguided. Some people lie as a joke. Sometimes this one lie is a collection of many lies. In prohibiting lying as a joke, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Woe to him who lies in his talk to make people laugh." Woe to him, woe to him. I.e. lying to make people laugh is always a crime, actually a double crime. However, to appease people, joking and laughing is not a sin as long as it is truthful and falls within the boundaries of Sharia. And what does it mean that a person will lie until he is recorded as a liar, as a kazzab? The hadith states that the one who continuously lies will be recorded as a great liar. In other words, a ruling is passed that he is a liar. Him being a liar is made apparent to the angels, and this is also made to enter the hearts of people. Sayyidina Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala, reports the statements of Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu an, a black spot appears on the heart of the one who lies and the one who intends to lie, such that his entire heart becomes black. In the court of Allah, he will be recorded as a liar. If you have the habit of lying, then stop doing so, because the final Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "Whoever abandons lying, which is falsehood, a house will be built for him in the surroundings of paradise." And there are other stories and parables which we should understand regarding lying, the consequence of lying. The most renowned and revered Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I saw a person in hell. He used to steal things belonging to Hujjaj by using his crooked stick. And whenever people would see him stealing, he would simply say, 'I am not the thief. This thing just got entangled with my crooked stick.' He was in hell leaning against his crooked stick saying, 'I am a thief who used to bear a crooked stick.'" And a lot of children, they used to gather around the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. He alayhi salam would inform them that such and such thing has been prepared in your homes. Your family members have eaten such and such thing, and they have kept such and such thing for you. Then the children would go to their homes and ask for those things, crying. The parents would give them those things and would ask, "Who told you?" The children would say, "Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam." So the people prevented their children from Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, saying, "He is a magician. Do not accompany him." They then gathered up all the children in a house. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam reached there in search of the children. The people said to him, "They are not here." Sayyidina Isa asked, "Who is in the house then?" They replied, telling a lie, "There are pigs, not the children." Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, "Yes, it will be so." When the door was open, they were all pigs. My dear viewers of Madhi channel, look at this, that a person, they lie to the Prophet of Allah. And the Prophet of Allah just said, "Yes, they are liars." And when they opened the door, all the faces of the children, their faces were turned into pigs. And remember, Allah is the knower of the unseen and hidden things. And He Azza wa Jalla bestows knowledge of the unseen and the hidden things to anybody He Azza wa Jalla wills. This is how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam became able to inform the children about the things that were hidden in their homes. Through this parable, we came to know that lying is a very bad thing. The people lied, as a result of which the children hidden in the house turned into pigs. Sayyidina Hatim Asim rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned, "It has been relayed to us that a liar will chain into a dog in hell. A one who envies will chain into a pig, and a backbiter will change into a monkey." I'm going to review the message. Sometimes we have heard the various ways of lying. Sometimes people lie about a dream. And a man, he said to Imam Muhammad bin Sirin, rahmatullahi ta'ala, that "I dreamt that I am holding a glass bowl filled with water, which was broken, but the water still remained in it the same way." Listen to this. Imam Muhammad bin Sirin, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, "Fear Allah, do not tell a lie, because I have not dreamt anything like this." Kamal Began says, Subhanallah, I'm telling you a dream and you're saying you haven't seen any dream. He, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, replied, undoubtedly it is a lie. I am not responsible of the consequence of this lie. If you have really dreamt it, then your wife will give birth to a child and then die. But the child will remain alive. While departing, that person said from behind, by Allah, I have not dreamt anything like this. The narrator of this parable, Sina Hisham, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, said, not much time passed when the man who told the false dream had a child, his wife died and his children remained alive. Telling a lie and telling a false dream is haram and is a sin that leads to hell. A liar will suffer a horrible torment after his death. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, in my dream, a person came to me and requested, accompany me. I accompanied him and I saw two people at a place, one of whom was standing and the second one who was sitting. The one who was standing had pincers made up of steel in his hand, which he would put into one jaw of the man who was sitting down and drag them to rip up through his neck. He would then take them out, put them into the other jaw and drag them in the same way. In the meantime, the first jaw was restored to normal condition. I asked the person who brought me, what is this? He replied, this person is a liar and will be tormented in this way in the grave unto the day of judgment. One of the disgraceful curses of it is lying to children. It has generally observed that in order to comfort and calm children down, adults often make false promises which they do not keep, like, we'll buy you a toy, or we'll buy you a toy plane. So similarly, in order to put fear into the hearts of children, parents often lie, make statements like, the monster will come. Whoever doing this should sincerely repent for the action. These types of false statements affect children morally and ethically, and as a result, children become used to speaking lies by listening to it since their childhood. Those children who are brought up in this kind of environment tell lies in every second sentence. Therefore, we should also not tell lies to children. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amir radiallahu anhu has narrated, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had arrived at our home. My mother said to me, come, I will give you something. Hearing this, most noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, what do you intend to give? She said that she had intended to give him dates, upon which the Prophet Rahmah, the intercessor Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, if you are not given anything, it would be written down as a lie. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, have you heard that lying to children is not permissible according to Sharia? Therefore, whoever done this should immediately seek forgiveness, and he should always cultivate the habit of speaking truth. Refrain from lying and keep your children away from this epidemic. And another way of lying, and one of the worst and highly alarming epidemics rampant in our inner selves, is hubbijah, love for name, fame and glory. This urge and desire is the root of all evils and discords, and sometimes it ruins one's deen. It is for the reason that it is a matter of great importance to refrain from this curse. The following warning of noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sufficient for a Muslim. Two hungry wolves do not cause as much destruction to a herd of goats as much destruction that is caused by love for wealth and fame to the religion of a Muslim. Through this aforementioned hadith, it is learned that hubbijah is nothing but a total loss and destruction. And due to the evil epidemic, people are destroyed. Sayyidina Abu Nasr Bishr Hafi Marwazi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, I do not know any person who aspired for fame and glory and whose deen is not ruined and is not humiliated and disgraced. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, to have this desire of fame and glory is the most harmful epidemic, and the most of the victims are those who do not avoid chaining themselves by getting the support of lying for gaining respect from the people. In the subcontinent, Pakistan, India, the word Sayyid is used for those whose genealogies have been traced to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In our societies, a non-Sayyid also likes to be called a Sa'adat for gaining awe, reverence and glory amongst people, though it is nothing but lies. When you view the Madinah channel, you'll learn that how it's harmful and the effects and the punishment of lying. We should refrain from lying to children, attribute false titles to ourselves, which we are not in actual fact. We are not worthy of these titles. Especially if you're not Sayyid, do not call yourself a Sayyid. This is wrong. Because you're claiming to be from the lineage of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you're not. This is a true fabrication, a proper and full fabrication which you should not make. And we let lying is haram and leads to a person to hell. I make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from this major sin of lying. Ameen bijahi nabi ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sins of the heart, ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.